Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome to r/, a podcast where I read the best posts from across Reddit. Today's subreddit is r/choosingbeggars, where someone expects random people on the internet to buy them a brand new car. On this next post, OP is trying to sell something on Facebook. It's still available. You can pick it up at blank address. I have cancer. I live downtown. Could you drop it off, please? I'm pretty sick. Cash ready. Sorry, no delivery. Come on, you serious? Rude white people, F you, bro. F you, B-word, your mom's a hoe. Nice attitude. Hope you get over your issues. I've had people bike across town to me to deliver a free item that's paid for. F you, B-word. Hope you get cancer soon. People don't owe you anything. Don't latch onto pity. It's not healthy. Message me when you get sick. Hope you get COVID, B-word. This dude, this guy played the cancer card and the race card. I think the only thing we were missing to complete our choosing beggars bingo was, but my kid needs it for Christmas. I'm looking for a free new vehicle. Does anyone just have a lot of money laying around and want to buy me a vehicle? SUVs are great. How about a 2018 Hyundai Santa Fe, huh? Or if anyone knows of anyone selling a vehicle for cheaper who just wants to get rid of it and isn't worried about money. Someday, if I'm well off, I would love to do this for someone. Man, now I feel stupid. I went out and got a car loan like some kind of moron when I could have just posted on Facebook asking people for a free new car. I feel like such an idiot. Hey, if anyone out there wants to buy me a new Tesla, I would really appreciate it. And if I ever get super, super rich, like multi-billion dollar rich, then yeah, I guess maybe I'll buy someone else a Tesla, I guess. But, you know, it's the future, so who can really say for sure? Anyways, I would like a black Tesla, please. This next post is an offer on Facebook. Hello, does anybody here want to do a free deep clean house clean service on my house? I have a 3-bed townhouse, and you're welcome to go live on social media. P.S. There's not too much work to be done. It's just I'm waiting patiently for a housework routine from my father in heaven. Please pray for me. And then someone replies, so you want someone to clean your house for free? And she replies, no, no, no. I want a deep clean. Please, no offers of a regular clean. So I got... I got kind of distracted by the fact that this person is trying to get someone to come do a deep clean in their house for free. So obviously that's like the absurd thing. But it took me a second to figure out what they meant by that middle line where they say, P.S. Not too much work to be done. It's just I'm waiting patiently for a housework routine from my father in heaven. Please pray for me. So what this person means is that they're praying to God for God to send them basically a chore list. They think that God's going to be like, do the dishes at 4 p.m. and then take out the trash and then do the laundry. And because they haven't gotten that divine chore list, they're expecting other people to do their chores for them. I've seen a lot of really lazy people on Choosing Beggars, but I don't think I've ever seen, well, I would do it myself, but I prayed to God to ask him when I should do it, and he hasn't responded yet, so I guess you need to do it for me. I tried really hard, too. I was like, dear God, if you want me to do the dishes, please send me a sign. And I waited like 2 or 3 seconds, and I got no sign, so I guess I'm not supposed to do the dishes. Why won't artists draw for me? Because you ask for free drawings? What's wrong with that? Because why would anyone waste 2 to 5 hours on something just to give it away for free to a complete stranger that you don't even know?
To be nice.
Some of these artists need to pay rent somehow, and if they keep doing stuff for free, they'll live in the streets.
If they live with their parents, then they don't need money. End of story. Review 1 star. My daughter found her dress last summer, and she was told by the business that she should hurry up and order it in time for her New Year's Eve wedding. The dress arrived in 3 to 4 weeks, and we were all good with that. But we did feel rushed that evening to order and put our money down. COVID unfortunately caused a postponement of the wedding and has moved to this July. My daughter had chosen a winter-feeling dress and wanted a lighter-weight, more summer-feeling dress. But the business owner reminded us that we signed a contract and there were no exceptions in choosing a different dress. We were told that we could simply leave the dress at the store and let the account close, meaning they would keep the dress along with a $600 deposit. I've been a nurse for over 30 years. My daughter is a new nurse, and we both worked very hard during the pandemic. Many establishments helped out healthcare workers and supported them by treating them extra special. This business did not get that memo. I understand that businesses still have to survive. However, the entire country made sacrifices. Again, this business did not. We were stuck with a dress that my daughter won't use. I encourage all brides to stay clear of this store. There are many beautiful, kind, smaller bridal shops all over the state who care and are compassionate. Think twice before heading to this business.
And then the owner responds, which means you know it's about to get good. We wish we could say that we were surprised to see your review, but considering that we discussed this several times over the phone, email, and in person, we've been expecting this. We're very sorry that your daughter was affected by COVID and had to reschedule her wedding. Ultimately, she decided to purchase a new dress, fully understanding our policy of no returns or refunds. A policy that, by the way, is an industry-wide standard for special ordered items. We feel that we offered many options to your daughter, including offering to help redesign the gown or waive the balance due, but you were only interested in a full refund. We also shared our list of resale websites with you and your daughter to try to help. While we do sincerely appreciate all that you and your daughter have gone through during the pandemic, we're disappointed that you feel we've been unaffected. Everyone in every industry has been negatively affected by the pandemic. As I'm sure you can understand, we've had countless requests for returns from brides, moms, bridesmaids, and prom girls. Almost every person has changed their plans and feels their situation is unique. We really do wish that we could accommodate refunds or returns, especially during this difficult time, but because designers won't take back merchandise, it would be impossible for us to do either. We try to treat all our customers equally, and we find it's best to follow our policies because it would be difficult to decide who is more valued than others. What's so bad about this post is that literally none of the fault lands on the store. The bride changed her mind on the date, the bride changed her mind on the dress, but the store did exactly what was required of them by providing the dress. So after the store went through the trouble of creating a custom-tailored dress, why is it their responsibility to fix the bride's mistake? Because when you get a custom wedding dress, you're paying for both the service and the product. The service is getting the custom-tailored dress, and the product is the dress. And the bride doesn't want the product, which, I mean, sure, is understandable, but they still provided the service, so you still have to pay for the service.
Hi, lovely. I was just wondering if you would like me to promote your business.
Hi, Blank. What a nice offer. In what way would you like to promote us?
I usually ask the business sends me an item so I can take photos for my account. I'd post on my grid, story, and add to highlights. I would also do a review. I would also work on doing unboxings on Instagram TV and Reels. I charge £5 for all that.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
All trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
in 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinevo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Our next Reddit post is from Natig. So, for context, I used to be a teacher at an English school here in Brazil. Most of my students were young kids, and usually the other teachers would send me the kids who had some difficulties in learning. This was probably because I would do little games and different activities that often motivated them during class. Most teachers wouldn't do things like that, because we were only paid for the time that we spent doing school things, so I was kind of working extra for free. But I really didn't care as long as the kids were happy. Well, then I had this one kid who the other teachers said was a nightmare. I related to him really quickly because it was quite clear to me that he had ADHD, just like me, so it wasn't hard for me to find a way to make him interested in my classes. But the fun didn't last long. His mom called me one day and it went like this. Hey, darling, how are you? I'm fine, what about you? Is there anything I can help you with? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. My son is enjoying your classes very much. He told me you play games with him and such. I'm really happy to hear that. I find that games are a much better way to learn. Oh, he said the same. So, I came to talk to you about something. I already contacted the school, and they said it was a great idea. So, I would like for you to spend some time with my son and play a lot of educational games with him.
So, you want me to teach him extra English classes?
My schedule's quite busy these days, so I'm not sure if I can do it, but there are a bunch of other teachers at the school.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'll contact the school and you won't need to teach any other kids, so you can focus on my son and teach him everything he needs to know for school.
Do you want me to teach him every school subject?
Yes, you're his private teacher.
I'm only qualified to teach English for beginners. I can't teach anything else, and I want to keep my classes.
But he can only learn with you. He needs you.
Fine, I can teach him a few extra classes, but I'll have to charge you the same amount that I get from my school since I'm giving up that job to work for you.
Charge?
Yes.
I didn't know I had to pay you. I already pay the school. I don't need to pay you.
If you want someone qualified, there's a bunch of private teachers out there who can do amazing jobs, especially with kids who can't learn easily.
But their prices are too high. You're being petty. You know how difficult it is to not be normal.
You shouldn't use those words. Your kid is really smart. He just needs a little bit more motivation. You can do that yourself if you try.
Are you calling me a bad mom? You know what? I'm gonna get you fired from that school.
Well, she did actually try to get me fired. And my boss told me to just work for her for free even if I wasn't getting paid because the mom was popular or something. And because it would be bad if she trash-talked the school. I left that job after 2 weeks because they would do anything to keep their students. And I was underpaid, lol.
Now hiring for a full-time data entry job. Budget, $60. Experience level, entry level. I'm looking for a full-time virtual assistant to research data and put that data into a spreadsheet. The job is simple and easy. I'll provide training videos so you can watch and learn. Must have excellent attention to detail. Must understand and speak English. Must be punctual and committed to the task. The job is 5 days a week, 8 hours per day, and you'll do a variety of tasks on data entry and research. The salary is $60 per month? Per month? The salary is $60 per month? The salary is $60 per month, plus work bonuses for this position. Please don't waste my time and apply if this salary doesn't meet your expectations. Okay, so when I started reading this post, I saw that the budget was $60, and I was like, okay, so this person is asking $60, I'm guessing per day, and I'm going to make fun of this person because $60 per day divided by 8 hours is $7.50, which I'm pretty sure is below minimum wage. So I was like, okay, this guy's being an entitled douchebag. But no, but no, not quite. It's not quite $60 per day. It's $60 per month for 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. What even is that? How many working hours per month? Okay, well, it varies per month. So, like, let's just go March. March has 184 working hours. So we take $60 divided by 184 working hours in the month of March. We come out to
We come out to 32 cents an hour. I'm pretty sure that at 32 cents per hour, you could make more money literally just like walking up and down the street looking for coins that have fallen, man. Any job on planet Earth will make more than 32 cents an hour.
This is a public service announcement for family regarding Christmas and birthday presents for my 4-year-old child. Since we had some mix-ups last year, I'm letting you all know how I designate the gifts. We've already started making a list of presents that my child has personally requested for her Christmas and birthday gifts. I usually give people 2 to 4 gifts to split between Christmas and her birthday, and the price usually adds up to about $50 per holiday. I'll give you the exact items to purchase so that we don't get doubles and so that it's exactly what my child picked out. Once I organize the gifts, I'll send you your 2 to 4 gifts that only you can get. If for some reason you can't find the item or it's too much money, please let me know. I've already bought her her major Christmas presents because it was sold out, and I was waiting on the list to get notified when it came back in stock. It seems like there isn't a lot of product in the stores around here, so please buy the items early so it's not forcing me at last minute to pick something else for you to get my child. I know this sounds extreme, but my child and I are very particular about this. She gets that from me.
So there's a pretty big difference between giving out a wish list and then sending people a specific list of things they have to buy. This is almost like sending your friends an invoice, basically. Like you're giving them a shopping list of things they have to buy for you, which is pretty entitled. That was r/choosingbeggars. And if you like this content, you can sponsor my podcast to unlock extra episodes. Also, hit that subscribe button because I put out new Reddit videos every single day.